There is a shadow labor force in America. These people toil away cheerfully at tasks ranging from raising heirloom vegetables to making aftermarket mods for their cars to translating obscure 19th century French novels into English. These are the amateurs, the hobbyists and enthusiasts long judged to possess more passion than talent. That is no longer a fair or even accurate appraisal. Increasingly skilled and capable of organized, sophisticated collaboration, amateurs are competing successfully with professionals in fields ranging from computer programming to journalism to the sciences. The energy and devotion of the amateur comprises the fuel for the crowdsourcing engine. Quantities of both energy and devotion can be found in ample supply at the Plug Independent Music Awards. Plug is like the Grammy Awards, in that both are annual ceremonies held to honor the finest musical accomplishments of the year. Plug is unlike the Grammys in every other respect. The Grammys are attended by hundreds of the music industry's leading lights. Plug is attended by a few hundred unshaven hipsters from downtown Manhattan. The Grammys are televised across the nation. Plug would be webcast over the internet if the organizers could ever get the technology worked out in time. The Grammys draw a cavalcade of stars and give the winners a gilded gramophone to honor their achievement. Plug winners may not even know they've been nominated, and they don't receive anything even if they do show up. It goes without saying that Plug doesn't take itself too seriously. The ceremony radiates ramshackle detachment, and it's difficult to say if anyone, from the musicians to the performers to the backstage technical crew, could be labeled a professional. In fact, Plug doesn't have one full-time employee. This is, of course, its appeal. The audience laughs and cheers at every technical malfunction. In the Plug bizarro world, the orbit of which falls well within today's pop culture universe, low production values trump slickness every time. I attended my first Plug in February 2007. I didn't come for the ceremony, such as it is, but to observe the 22 amateur photographers the organizers chose to shoot the event. For their part, the photographers agreed not to charge for their time. They work for iStock Photo, which markets and sells images created by some 50,000 photographers, nearly all of them amateurs. This company has taken advantage of an imbalance that's emerged in the digital economy. Compelling, high-resolution images have become ubiquitous, yet professional photo agencies, we're still treating them like a scarce resource. iStock crowdsourced their product, undercut their competitors, and made a killing in the process. The iStock photographers fit right in. They were jammed into a reserved area just in front of the stage, and if not for the all-access passes dangling from their necks, would have been indistinguishable from the fans. This is appropriate. Plug is essentially a festival displaying the moxie and talent of the crowd, be it expressed in music or images or the barbershop quartet that takes the stage between each award. Plug celebrates everything that's best about amateurism: authenticity, spirit, passion, and, perhaps most of all, a well-developed sense of humor about its own humble place in the world. At one point in the green room, I complimented one of the founders, Jerry Hart, on having pulled off the show at all. "Well," he said, "we knew we'd never do it right, so we figured we'd do it wrong." I wanted to get to know iStock's unusual workforce firsthand, so between performances, I cornered one of the photographers, Nick Manu. Manu looks young enough to be shooting the awards for a high school newspaper, and in fact, he's only 22. Tall, handsome, and intelligent, Manu has the sort of easy smile that could lead to a lucrative career selling securities, or cars, or expensive homes. From looking at him, you'd never guess he represents the greatest threat to professional photography since the Kodak Instamatic started putting portrait photographers out of business. Manu wants to be a doctor, for all the reasons people still admire that profession, and is enrolled in his second year of medical school at Brown University. Born in his mother's hometown, Kiev, he grew up in Lagos and went to high school in upstate New York. He spent much of his childhood watching his mother and father, a pediatrician and cardiologist respectively, tending to the impoverished in various third-world clinics. But Manu's mother also made her two sons study art. We both had to take piano and drawing lessons. My mom was really serious about that. Manu took to drawing early, and when he got to high school, he started taking photographs. I'd been doing these photorealist paintings, so I bought a digital camera in order to project the images onto the canvas. Soon he realized he liked taking pictures more than he liked painting them, and Manu pursued photography with the enthusiasm that has infected shutterbugs ever since it was introduced to the masses by George Eastman, who started as an amateur photographer himself. If this were 1985, 1995, or even 2001, that's all taking pictures would be to Manu, a hobby. Instead, photography is putting Manu through medical school, with a whole lot of spending money to spare. I made $10,000 last month, he admitted sheepishly, as if he's committed some minor indiscretion. Not that financial success has gone to his head. I don't see why I can't practice medicine and shoot photos at the same time. Manu has an exclusive contract to shoot for iStock Photo, and he has come to the award ceremony at the invitation of Bruce Livingstone, iStock's 37-year-old CEO, who has been able to secure the exclusive rights for his photographers to shoot the Plug Awards for the excellent reason that he helped to start them. In 2001, Livingstone and Jerry Hart, an old friend from his punk rock days, decided to turn their love for mixed tapes into an award show. It was really born of a disdain for the MTV Awards and every other award ceremony, Livingstone said while we sat in the green room talking to Hart and a few of the musicians. But eventually I meandered back down to the main floor to watch the action.